It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jared Hardy. He's the principal up at Carbon High School. This is our school district update for the week. And, you know, it's getting closer and closer to the end of the year. I would assume the students are feeling it, and maybe even the teachers are feeling it in the administration. So we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on up there at Carbon High. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive in. How are things going at Carbon High right now?
Things are great. You know, we just got off spring break. We got 6 weeks left, and we're just in it for the long haul.
And as you were saying, there are some events and some things that are going on and coming up there at the high school. The first of which is a school play that's coming up. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, our drama department is putting on another school play. They just recently got done with Little Mermaid, which usually would have been in the fall, but our construction delayed that. And so they're taking on another one in a fairly short amount of time, and they're going to be putting on a play called Almost Maine on the April 21st and 22nd. Both nights will be 7 o'clock. Adults are going to be $7, and kids 2 to 18 will be $5. So
and
please come out.
Are all the ticket sales online again?
Yeah. Okay. Ticket sales are all online. You can find them at Carbon High School's webpage.
Okay, so Almost Maine coming up April 21st and 22nd, so look out for that play. And as we're talking about the fun stuff, too, we got end-of-year testing coming up.
Right, yeah, that's the bugaboo we have to do at the end of the year. And so for 9th and 10th graders, it's coming up on May 3rd and 4th.
What about like juniors and seniors? Do they worry about the seniors don't have to take them, do they?
No, seniors don't have to do them. Juniors end of year testing is the ACT, and they've already done that. So just sophomores and freshmen.
Sophomores and freshmen take that. And you know what? I've talked to people around the district and things, and they're actually pretty happy with the way testing has gone so far this year. Is that kind of the same thing that's going on at Carbon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the kids have done great. We were a little worried with, you know, the COVID the last 2 years, and we've had students in and out of the building, and students have stepped up and they've performed well.
So we've got that coming at us, and then of course the big one at the end of the year, it's graduation. And you had some information that you wanted to get out there about graduation this year.
Yeah, so graduation, we're going to do something slightly different this year. We're going to do it Wednesday, May 25th in the evening at 6 o'clock. Our hope is to be on the football field, and if there's inclement weather, we'll go into the auditorium. Students, based off the graduation class, right now it looks like students will get 4 tickets for family members. There's a chance to get 1 or 2 extra tickets in May. There'll be a form that goes out for students that want to request extra tickets, but that will come out sometime in May. 2 of those tickets they'll get are going to be called priority tickets that, in the case of we have to go inside to the auditorium because of weather, then those are the 2 tickets that would be allowed to come in. The graduation will be streamed, and so if we have to go inside and people can't come, they'll still be able to watch it on the stream.
All right, and this is, once again, this is probably, I can't remember who I was talking to, but, you know, graduation isn't for the kids, really. It's for the moms and the dads out there, and this is going to be a great ending to their school year, and you know, we were talking about the fact that kids can probably feel already that the school year is coming to a close, and is this time of year a tougher time of year to keep kids focused than, you know, say, right before Christmas or anything like that?
Yeah, I would think so. The weather's starting to get warm, and, you know, kids want to be outside. It's been a long year. They've worked hard. You know, those seniors, they're at the end of the line. They're 6 weeks can feel like forever for them. They've put in 13 years, and so it can be kind of tough, but they're doing good.
They're making do with what they got, right?
That's right.
All right, so let's end the conversation and talk for just a moment about the construction that's going on up there. It's getting close to being done, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really close. We're just finishing up a new graphic arts room, finishing up some punch list items in the building, and this summer we're going to do some minor renovations in our science labs, and we should be all done, completely done by the end of the summer.
And so you'll be completely done, and then for the fall it should be good to go, brand new school, no construction trucks hanging around the parking lot anymore.
That's our plan right now.
How have things been going with both school and construction kind of going on at the same time?
It's been great. The kids have handled it well. The construction company has been awesome to work with. They've made accommodations when we've needed it, and the kids have handled it really well. We can't ask any more of them.
And what I've seen so far of the school is great. It looks fabulous, what they've done in there. And you know, I would assume that maybe next fall you'll have some type of a open house where everybody, the public's kind of invited and can go out and see what's going on up there.
Yeah, that's our plan. As soon as we're completely done, we're going to have an open house, let people come in and see what we've done and thank them for helping us do this.
It's like I said, if you haven't been up there even for like a game or gone up and gone to a play or something like that, there's been changes made to the entire building, and it's a great looking building, and you get on up there and it'll take care of, you know, students here in Carbon District for years to come. Plus more parking. That's got to be nice.
Oh, the parking lot's been fabulous this year.
All right. Principal Jared Hardy with Carbon High School, thank you so much for taking the time out, coming up and having a conversation with us this morning. We really appreciate it. And go Dinos.
All right. Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.